As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, they lose value.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mount Zion boys trailing West Memphis 24-21 at the break. We'll look over halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Zion girls basketball coach Del Leonard. Del, your team defeats this West Memphis team 24-22. One of the most unusual games I've ever seen, but congratulations on the win at least.
Well, thank you. I think the key word there and the only thing I really care about is defeats.
Yeah.
You know, Emma Martin played as good a defensive game on a really, really high level D1 guard, and everybody else did a great job of helping her and then did a great job of blocking out the rest of them. And, you know, you have some breakdowns, and those things really get magnified when the ball's not going in the hole for you. We got some really good shots, especially early, and if those go in, and when I say good shots, I'm talking about layups.
Yeah.
We got some really good shots just kind of transition, getting down the floor and getting some good stuff. And if those go in, I think we blow them out. I honestly believe that. And I'm happy for our kids. We look back, first round of conference, it pretty much bottom line is we came to West Memphis and won, and it counts as a victory. And in a really, really tough league, we went 4-3 in the first round.
That's right.
That's all I care about is getting that W and getting the heck out of here.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a heck of a way to do it. This is a West Memphis team that had beaten Paragould and Greene County Tech in the last two games. I mean, it's no slouch. It's just, you know, the defense, I think your team just kind of bear down on them.
Well, I watched them on film both those games, and especially the Tech game, which is just Tuesday. They looked like their hair was on fire, and they were playing defense like it. They were trapping, getting runouts, getting layups. They were getting putbacks. And, you know, if we score more points, you know, obviously you're not talking about a lot of things. But,
right.
Again, at the end of the day, you win. But to be able to keep them from just getting layups on steals and putbacks, you had to do it to win. And that's what they did. That's what our kids did.
That's right. Well, I tell you, and talking about doing what you need to do, I tell you, how big was Kate Gilbert on that last play?
She's big, and, you know, we've got some, you know, her and Addison being sophomores and playing most of the game. I mean, that's a fire that a lot of sophomores don't get thrown in. And, I thought they both did a lot of good things. And, you know, Emma, again, on the inbounds play, Addison was going to fake the pass to Emma. Emma was going to set her man up long, come back to the ball, and she did. She got open. She tossed it right to Kate the way we drew it up. And Kate had she had options from Anna Grace on the left block or Peyton in the right corner. And she saw a seam and took it to the rim and got fouled. And, you know, it worked out well.
Well, you take a week off now before you start the second half of conference play. You go to Jonesboro this past Friday night. For the most part, it's a game I know you just kind of want to get out of your head, but at the same time, you know what to expect from that as well.
Well, it was a game a lot like tonight, except Jonesboro just put it in the hole a little bit more. We had an offensive night where we missed a lot of easy shots, and at the end of the game, we were down 4 or 5 points late. We had to start fouling. They made the free throws we couldn't answer. We ended up getting beat 40-30. I think they've got a heck of a team with a heck of a player just like West Memphis, and, you know, our kids will listen, and you say we'll take a week off. I mean, we'll be off as far as games go, but we're going to work on some things and get better. This team, this basketball team, these girls, potentially are just, I mean, they're busting at the seams from just being an unbelievable basketball team. And they've got the hard part figured out, which is playing great defense. And the really hard part is character and playing your guts out every day in practice and coming out and believing in each other. And there were kids that like Kyra Penn. I mean, I got to brag on Kyra. It was hard to play two post players once they started pressing.
Yep.
And Kyra was happier than anybody in that locker room. And I looked and I said, KP, it was so hard to sub tonight. It was hard to play two posts when they were pressing like that. And she said, Coach, I don't care. I'm just glad we won. And,
yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of kids that didn't get to play that have everything to do with that. And I'm proud of our team. And, man, it's so nice to win a game like that when the referees pretty much swallowed the whistle in the last 5 minutes. I mean, we have to call a timeout one time, and we come to the bench, and Kate Gilbert's got a bloody nose, you know. And
oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's what happened, but yeah. There wasn't a whistle that was blown. Yeah. I mean, so we had to fight, and, you know, to be able to win that game and fight through some things was big. That was really big for us.
Yeah. Well, Dell, again, congratulations on this win, and good luck next Friday.
I want to say just say to, you know, Sam Bryant and his family that we're thinking about him and praying. And, you know, he had a really nasty injury to his leg tonight, and
yep.
He's going to be okay. He's going to be okay, and he'll recover. And I know a lot of people at home probably heard some things, but he's okay. He's going to be fine. And, you know, I was down there with Coach Morris, Coach Husky, and Coach Fulcher, and, man, you talk about a kid that's tough.
Yep.
I mean, he's a tough kid, and he's unbelievable, the composure he had. And I'm just really thinking about him and his family and Scott and Jen right now. And just, you know, he's going to be okay, and I just want everybody to know that.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dell.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mount Tom Girls Basketball Coach Dell Leonard. Let's go ahead and take a look at our scoring summary for both teams. Right now, for Mountain Home, leading the way was Wyatt Gilbert with 8 points, 7 for Matt Jones, 4 for Hunter Bashirs, and 2 for Talon Benton. West Memphis ended up with 5 points each for Chris Moore and Emmanuel Horde. Actually, their leading scorer is Kaven Page with 6 points, 4 on the night for Corliss Brewer, and 2 each for Jamal Macklin and Mark Robinson. Right now, West Memphis doing a better job taking care of the ball. They have 3 turnovers in this game. Mountain Home with 8. There's been 1 tie and 7 lead changes in this contest. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing West Memphis 24-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.